Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Day 5 of Senator Nicole Mitchell's trial for burglary is currently underway in Detroit Lakes. Mitchell is facing charges of first-degree burglary and possession of burglary tools. The case stems from an incident in April of last year when she allegedly broke into her stepmother's home early in the morning. Jay Brody, a member of the Wisconsin National Guard, testified for the defense and stated that he had worked with Mitchell in the military and had known her for 6 years.
One of our first interactions was Nicole Mitchell going to bat for me with our higher headquarters command over some issues with my daughter's hospitalization and things like that.
Closing arguments are expected later today. Minnesotans who want to work on environmental issues in their communities can now apply for the Pollution Control Agency's Green Corps program. Program coordinator Candace McElroy says members focus on a wide range of initiatives.
Some of our members will focus on community outreach, providing education to community residents. Members that focus on energy conservation, working on benchmarking energy data, maybe even implementing or making some recommendations how folks can implement some home energy savings.
Members will serve 11 months from this fall through next summer. They'll also get a stipend for their service and will be eligible for an education award to help pay off any student loans. Attorney General Keith Allison has joined a multi-state lawsuit challenging a Trump administration ruling they say could cause almost 2 million Americans to lose health insurance. In a statement, Allison says the ruling would make numerous amendments to rules governing federal and state health insurance marketplaces. The coalition says it could also cause millions to pay increased premiums and out-of-pocket costs. And consumer advocacy groups are applauding an administrative law judge's recommendation that state regulators reject the proposed acquisition of Minnesota Power. Brian Edstrom of the Citizens Utility Board says Duluth-based Alette signed an agreement to be acquired by two institutional investors for $6.2 billion.
And really our main concern is the acquisition will cause Minnesota Power's rates to go up more quickly and generally more than they would need to if Minnesota Power were to continue to be part of a public company.
Edstrom says they're also concerned about transparency and governance if Minnesota Power were to be owned by private investment firms. This is MNN. An unprecedented die-off of honeybees in Minnesota has experts and beekeepers alike concerned. U of M Apiculture Extension Program Coordinator Rebecca Masterman says commercial beekeepers have been witnessing a much higher and unprecedented loss over the last 2 years.
We're very concerned about a mite pest and the viruses and potentially different strains of viruses it's vectoring. And we're very concerned that this loss is something that will cause some beekeepers to really have to leave the business.
Minnesota is the nation's fifth largest honey producer. A pedestrian is dead and a driver is in custody after a crash this morning near Monoman in northwest Minnesota. The Monoman County Sheriff's Office says a man was found lying in the ditch along Highway 59 and it appeared he had been struck by a car. Deputies say the vehicle was located north of the scene and the driver was identified and is in custody. And the Twins return from the All-Star break tonight and open a 3-game series at the Colorado Rockies. The Twins are currently in second place in the American League Central.